All right, we're going to play a cut from Tom Wood's new CD, and then we're going to be talking with him.
1, 2.
Good afternoon, Tom Wood.
Good afternoon, Dre.
Larry.
Hello.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Great. I have Tom Wood and Larry Kornfeld here in the studio. Tom just finished up his latest album. Did you finish it?
We did. It's a four-song collection, and the last cut you just heard on the radio is called New Education. Larry and I got together in the wintertime last year. It was probably February or something like that, I guess, and we've worked together before, and so I had this concept of original music, four songs that we would play all of the instruments on. And so this is the finished product. This is the result of us building the songs from scratch, you know, creating something from nothing to present to people.
With kind of a reggae vibe.
That's right.
Yes, I did like that. When you do something like that and you play all the instruments, where do you start out track-wise?
These all started with a very simple drum idea. And we, you know, like basically chose a feel and a tempo, and then we just constructed the songs around what Tom had as far as lyrics, chord sequences, and so on. And then from there, they sort of take on a life of their own.
So you start out with the rhythm?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then build on top of it. Yeah. I've often wondered about that, if it's easier to put the rhythm in later or start with the beat so you contain, you know, yeah.
That's the best method that I found of doing what we just finished. So everyone works differently. I think some people start off with just maybe a piano part, keyboard, you know, and it depends upon, I'm a lyrically, you know, oriented musician, so I usually have a story involved in my songs in some way or other.
That's true. Well, your life has a lot of stories.
indeed.
And more unfolding every day.
Yes, indeed.
And you're starting off on a new journey with a new year.
I am. I'm heading for the western skies of Nevada.
So Nevada, huh?
Yes. Moving there.
All right. Well, I wish you the best luck, but this town is losing a friend of the music community and quite a great musician. So.
Well, thank you, Dre. I still feel a part of the St. Louis music community. I'll just be relocating to Las Vegas and working on more stuff there.
I wonder what kind of music scene is in Vegas besides Elvis impersonators and Wayne.
Wayne Newton.
Yeah, Wayne Newton, yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll find out.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I don't know. You know, we went through Vegas on a trip, and I guess, you know, you end up in Vegas, you end up in one of those plastic hotels with a casino attached, and it's just kind of like, okay, I've been here, done this. Can we move on now? I'm just kind of like not into it, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, nickel slots and you get to drink for free. Okay, yeah.
Well, I know there's a lot more to that place than that, but
yes. Some people live for that sort of thing. So here it is.
You know, I do know people that really enjoy that, and I know, you know, luckily most of the people I know that do enjoy that do it very responsibly, because I can see the addictive power of that whole thing. And it's just like, man, I could get sucked in here real quick, and I don't want, you know, it's kind of like heroin, no thanks. I understand it's quite addictive. I don't need it, you know, cocaine, I don't need that crap, you know.
Well, it will be interesting living in the desert. I'm looking forward to it, actually. It's beautiful there, it really is. It's going to be warm in the summertime, but it's not so much the place, it's the progress that I'm feeling. So that's the
awesome.
Good part.
So.
And I have a really great woman who's behind me, so that makes life better all the time.
Yes, it sure does. All right, so what track are we going to play now here?
Song number 2, Daughters of Cambodia.
There's a little bit of a story to this. Last spring, I think it was, when we were working on this project, I was speaking with a friend who's a songwriter as well. Her name is Leslie Sanazaro. And she was mentioning that she had started a project through Kickstarter based on the idea of an organization that's called the Daughters of Cambodia. And that's a non-faith-based, non-governmental organization in Cambodia that deals with the problem of human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in that part of the world. And so it was an interesting concept to me. And she, at that time, was sort of, you know, looking for ideas and things. And so it's inspired me to write a song about that particular subject. And I approached it lyrically from the position of an observer, you know, someone who was, if not speaking directly to a young girl involved, unfortunately, in, you know, human slavery and trafficking. And then the subject matter, in a way, sort of changes to being somewhat one of enlightenment, I hope.
All right.
And so that's the story behind at least the concept on this on this particular song.
All right. Well, let's listen to Daughters of Cambodia.
Message out into the night. Louder voices unite. Liberation, harmony, and light. How does freedom feel? How does freedom feel? How does freedom feel?
Quite impressive. I intentionally did not look over and I listened to the lyrics. Very impressive. Tom, you always amaze me.
Well, thank you, Trey. Thank you.
Website?
Mongomon.com. MONGOMON. That's also the title of this new work. It's just titled simply Mongomon. The one that Larry and I released last, actually, was, believe it or not, it was available on CD Baby 1 year ago, exactly today, on January 3rd, 2011, the last record that we did called Where the Deer and the Antelope Play. And you can pick that up, you know, song by song, actually. It's 99 cents a song on CD Baby, as will this be. So, yeah, you can listen and download and listen to individual tracks from CD Baby.
All right.
I also want to mention that Larry and I play all of the instruments on this record, except for that lovely voice that we just experienced on the last cut, Daughters of Cambodia, which is my dear friend and old friend, Rebecca Ryan, who's been in many different bands in St. Louis through the years and sang on a couple of my other recordings that I've released as well. So it was pretty fitting that she add the female vibe, I guess I should say, on a song like Daughters of Cambodia.
Yes, Rebecca has a wonderful voice.
Larry plays bass in a band called Groove Thang as well, and we met in about 2000, actually, when I was working on a different recording project. And he has since built a really great little home studio himself, so this is all recorded at Chez de Larry.
My highly cluttered little basement studio.
Hey, you know, if you get enough padding and stuff like that, it all works, doesn't it?
It seems to be working fine, yes, thank you.
We have, you know, quite an array of speakers, which helps in the mixing and mastering process, so that's really pretty key. And Larry is
crucial.
Larry is has gone to school for the craft of engineering, audio engineering, so
not exactly. I have a degree in music performance, but the engineering stuff I actually taught myself.
And has worked in LA and different places, so partnering up in the studio has been a great experience for me. It's really helped me out a lot in my journey.
I can imagine.
Yeah, in music.
Yes, I'm not a musician. You know, the concept of putting two notes together it just befuddles me, but that's okay. I have a good ear for it.
You certainly do.
And so, and I know when to clap, and musicians need fans, you know, that's my function is I add the applause, so. So, you know, but from my perspective sitting here, interesting collaborations when you have two musicians that are open to the feedback and the in the interplay. Hey, let's try it this way, let's try it that way. You know, and I could see just your body language says you two are very comfortable with each other. You've known each other obviously a while because you're just sitting there just so comfortably. And I could see where going in a studio and creating something together would be a lot of fun.
It's
it's awesome.
It's
a great self-discovery, I can imagine.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, and we want to continue it, even though it's going to be long distance. You know, luckily technology allows us to do that, where you can build songs over the internet. You know?
Yes.
Or should say, not so much over the internet, but yeah.
You know, yes.
Interconnected through the cyber world. So we plan on continuing to do that, I hope. Right now, I just have to get settled and kind of, you know, make the transition from the Midwest to the big desert, and certainly a different place. You know, Las Vegas is an entertainment place, much in the same way that a place like New Orleans would be, you know.
Oh, yeah.
New York City.
Dude, I don't know that they have a lot of musicians that go busking, though, out there in Las Vegas.
Probably not. Probably not a whole lot of. Oh, well, actually, I've been there a few times recently, and there are people that busk.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
awesome.
On the Strip. Yeah, and now that I think about it, there are. I'm not planning on doing that myself, but
I've always thought. Yeah, I had a friend that went to Ireland years ago, and had took her guitar with her, and she ended up jamming with a bunch of musicians all over the place, busking out on the street. And you know, they tried to offer her money, and she goes, "Nah, I'm on vacation." You know, she says, "You keep it. This is your living. I'm you know." Mm-hmm. But she met so many great people and musicians and everything, and. Had such a wonderful time doing that. And I thought, you know, if I was a musician, that would be an experience to have.
It is. I mean, it's a great way to interconnect with people when you're out in different countries or in a different part of the country, of our country even, you know. It's definitely a cool way to share what you do and meet other people that are doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I love the story.
Not only that, but it's pure, you know. It's not got a profit motive as an incentive. It's just to participate.
Oh, yeah.
Which is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. We've over the years, you know, we've gone different places and everything. It's like outside of a dead show, you know, there's some guy out there playing a banjo, and you're just sitting there going, why have I never heard you before? You know, you're amazing. And it's just like, I just play it for myself, you know. I love the story that Lipbone Redding talks about, is how he really honed his craft playing in the subways in New York. Mm-hmm. And he learned how to do the lip bone to accompany himself. And it's just like, what a great way to get your craft and learn it and and maybe make some spare change along the way, you know. And he says, you know, he still enjoys doing it once in a blue moon. It's just kind of one of these real pure things that you were talking about that get you back to the roots, you know. So, well, thank you so much for coming in. You have one last gig in town.
I am playing Friday night at the Broadway Oyster Bar, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., solo acoustic, just very stripped down, just voice, guitar, and harmonica. And I hope to see some friends that night down at the Oyster Bar. And then, yeah, Sunday I'm driving out of here.
All right. Well, the best to you always. And stay in touch.
Thank you, Dre.
There's Facebook. We'll stay in touch. It's amazing how many people I have found on Facebook that I've lost touch with over the years. Hey, cool.
Right. Yep. And so, there's always the mighty KDHX, too. I'll keep pledging, even though I don't live here.
Well, you can always listen online. That's the beauty of...
Absolutely.
Another one of those great things about the internet. So.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Larry, appreciate you coming down, too.
It was a blast.
Yes, thank it you. Was. All right.